This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder County Public Health is telling CU students to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Officials say 76% of cases in the county are associated with university students. CU Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says they're ramping up disciplinary action for students caught violating public health guidelines.
We need them to clearly understand what the stakes are, and that we are updating campus policies and modifying our protocols to be in the best position to be able to demonstrate to them that their personal accountability and responsibility are part of this.
University officials have confirmed over 440 positive cases since the fall semester began less than a month ago. The state is struggling to fix technical issues as Coloradans try to claim another federal unemployment benefit of $300 being paid retroactively for 6 weeks. Patty Hunt says she tried to apply from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. before getting through.
I tried once an hour earlier in the day. I tried a little bit more often than that, not knowing that it would be sort of a problem that everybody was having.
The state says high volume caused telephone and online glitches on Monday and Tuesday. The system was back up today, but has since been shut down for further repairs. About 16,000 Coloradans have applied successfully. Coming up on the program, the director of the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention discusses coronavirus cases and COVID deaths traced to one wedding last month. Then, a USC professor finds himself at the center of controversy after using a Mandarin word in class that some students say sounded like the N-word. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, Colorado is sizing up damage from its own round of devastating fires this summer. The two-week closing of I-70 during the Grizzly Creek fire carried a major economic toll.
Businesses and consumers throughout the country get affected when there's any significant closure of this highway.
And those effects will continue for years to come. How the Grizzly Creek fire illuminated a hazard posed by climate change. That story is at CPR.org. 74 in Denver, 76 in Colorado Springs. It is hazy today.